Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys, welcome to Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about how to quickly stop the fear. So there's obviously a lot of fear-based energy circulating the planet right now. And this isn't just on for people experiencing a twin flame journey. This is obviously for everyone. However, people, when they're experiencing a twin flame journey, as you know, if you're on a twin flame journey, what is really the starting point of the twin flame journey, when as you embark on the journey, it happens when your fear-based energy becomes activated. And so this activation of your fear-based energy means that already your fear-based energy is on, like, you know, overdrive, right? Compared to, like, before you were on the journey, compared to people who aren't on the journey, most likely. And so, but now, and it's very susceptible, it's very sensitive to other energies when it's activated like that. It just picks up on things so much easier. And that's why you might notice you feel kind of off or more anxious or panicky or have more obsessive thoughts, you know, during different moon phases or celestial events, because each one of those things has a different energy. And of course, if your fear-based energy that's now hyper-activated resonates with the frequency of those events, you're going to feel affected by it. So having said that, the fact that the whole planet, more of humanity, is just in this elevated level of fear, of course, people on the twin flame journey are, you know, really picking up on that a lot more as well. So your fear might be even heightened. Your fear-based energy might be even heightened now than it was before this whole global coronavirus pandemic thing has been going on. As anyone on the twin flame journey knows, fear-based energy is highly addictive. So in other words, well, like all energy, its natural inclination is to grow and expand. And that's what energy is meant to do. And that's all energy. But you know, during the fear-based, during the twin flame journey, the activated fear-based energy that I was talking about
it becomes addicted to, as you know, on the twin flame journey, the happenings and the goings ons and the words and the actions of your twin flame, right? That's why before I even get into, some steps you can take to quickly stop the fear, they're not even going to work. They're not even going to, don't even try to apply them until you do this one thing, which is really to stop focusing on the negative. Stop focusing on all of the scary, awful news going on out there around the world. And that means stop probably watching the news, stop looking forward to your news feed, stop clicking on, articles that, focus on the craziness and the chaos. I know it's hard because it's all in your face, but see, the media companies and the news outlets, they've always known this. They've always known that fear is addictive. And so that's why they prey on it. And where your attention goes, your energy flows, and what you focus on expands. So of course, the more that the people are focusing on the fear-based stuff of it, the more it seems to expand in your own reality, right? Whereas, honestly, if you really look at the numbers of things here, I mean, there's like a less than 1% of the entire population of the earth is actually sick from coronavirus. Yes, that's whatever that number it is, too many, right? We don't want anyone to be sick. We don't want anyone to, be dealing with this at all. It's awful. But when you put it into perspective, it is just a very, very sliver of a fraction that is. Same thing with in the U.S., for example. With the people losing their jobs and the unemployment rate. I mean, the unemployment rate, they're estimating on the high end, they're estimated to be like between 11 and 13%. Yes, that's 11 and 13% too high, too much, right? But at the same time, think about it, that's only a small fraction of the entire population. But if you were going to watch the news or read an article or something, you would think it was like everybody being affected, right? So before I get into these steps, please just try to make a conscious effort to not pay attention to what's being spoken on the news. They notoriously talk about and focus on the negative fear-based stuff. And like I said, it's because they know it's addictive and they get people to watch more and more. And that makes their ratings go up and they can charge more in their advertising dollars, right? The law of attraction, people are always telling you not to watch the news. And it's for good reason, at least right now, right? And, I know it's impossible to avoid it totally, probably, but, as much as you can to consciously pay attention to what you're focusing on, because the negative is overshadowing everything right now. But, there's so much positive coming out of this whole phenomenon. It's really just beautiful sometimes. I mean, there's people in China who can hear the birds sing for once because the streets are so quiet and there's billions of people there, right? And then there's, the factories have stopped, so they're able to see the stars for once. So all these clouds of pollution there. There's dolphins in the canals of Venice. Here in the U.S., I mean, there's pet shelters in like so many cities that are empty because so many people have taken this time to adopt a pet where they never had time to do so before, and they're being adopted and finding forever homes. And there's just so much that good coming out of this. And really, this is a reset for the planet. I just wanted to put that out there first, real quick, to just, be mindful of what you're putting in your mind. Be mindful of what you are focusing on, because what you do focus on expands. Okay. And having said that, so here are a few steps that you could take, to really stop the fear-based energy quickly. The number one, the first thing you really need to do after you make a conscious effort not to focus on the negative as much, like I just was discussing, is to be present. I call this being out of your mind. Most people think being out of your mind means crazy, but it doesn't. It means presence. And so that would be the first step. And to do this, I mean, you don't have to go crazy doing it. Don't worry about doing it, because then that's you not present, you're worried. You could just really sit there and close your eyes and just focus on your breath. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and right there, you're present, right? You could, meditate, of course, but it's not even necessary to do a whole meditation or get into that state. If you just focus on your center, on your being, in your heart chakra, and you just, close your eyes and really just, feel your breath. And don't get hung up and caught up on things going on, in the physical world around you for a moment. Just really, be within in yourself and try to find that peace that will let you be present. And if I could really make one suggestion, when you're no longer clicking on, you know, news articles in your social media feeds or whatever, instead, why don't you use the time and read a good book? And I highly recommend, and I've always recommended this, all my students read it in my Magnetize Your Twin Flame coaching program. And it's by Eckhart Tolle called The Power of Now. And it really helps you to, he really describes how you can really become present in a moment. And it's just a really amazing book, and in terms of like being able to be present in the present moment and out of your mind. So that would be the first thing, because as Eckhart Tolle says in that book, you know, when you're present, there's nothing bad that happens in the present. Anything that you're worried about, all the fear there, that means you're focused on the future and some future event. For example, say, you know, you lost your job and you're like all worried because, oh my gosh, how am I going to, you know, eat next week or whatever. Well, when you're present, you're not focused on eating next week, right? You're focused on just being in yourself, and you're not focused on money, and you're not focused on, like, you know, the physical world around you. And so that's one way to stop the fear, is to get present. That also applies to focusing on the past as well. You know, especially on Twin Flame journey, we're sitting there, we're going over things, you know, our Twin Flame said to us, or, you know, we might've said to them, or what happened, or how good things were once, and like all this other stuff. That's all living in the past. That's not in the present either. So, you know, you kind of want to temper yourself from going forward or backwards, and just really try to be present for a while. And fear cannot live in the present. So if you can be present as much as possible, which it can't be all the time, I mean, that would be ascension. None of us are there yet. But if you can be present, you know, consciously, when you think about it, just try to get present and try to come up with a technique for yourself that can get you there quickly. And again, this is where The Power of Now, that book, will can kind of give you some ideas. You know, you really quickly stop the fear, stop the feelings of anxiety and panic and depression and despair and loneliness, and you'll just feel amazing and full. And speaking of feeling, that would be the next step I would suggest. So really feel any feelings you have. You know, you don't want to feel fear. You don't want to feel anxious and panicky. You don't want to feel despair. You don't want to feel lonely. But you know what? You don't want to resist it either, because what you resist persists. And so you want to feel the feelings. And if that means going somewhere and crying, that means, you know, screaming or kicking a pillow. You never want to, you know, project this onto anyone else, but, you know, you do want to feel your feelings. And, you know, especially on the twin flame journey, you know, if you're feeling lonely or missing your twin flame or whatever, again, first of all, that's in the past. Secondly, when you feel your feelings, and you say a thought, you're feeling lonely, and a thought comes up, oh, I'm lonely because, you know, I miss my twin flame or whatever. Just let that go on by. Don't give it any kind of extra energy. Any thoughts you feel that come up that are associated with the feeling that you're feeling, feel the feelings, but do not attach to the thoughts. Let the thoughts just float on by. It's okay. They don't mean anything. They aren't real. They're created in your mind, which is created, which is run and controlled by what? Your fear-based energy. So even your thoughts, even your supposed positive, happy thoughts are fear-based energy, right? But, you know, so you don't really want to give too much stock or too much credence to your thoughts. You want to feel the feelings, but just let the thoughts float on by. And so speaking of loneliness, that comes to my third point, which would be, you know, the whole point of the twin flame journey is to learn how to love yourself. But, you know, no one tells you how to do that. No one tells you what that even really means. Well, I'm about to do that. So I'm going to tell you what it looks like anyway. So what it looks like, see, when you like someone even, or love someone, you want to spend time with them, right? I mean, they're enough to spend time with. You could while all your hours away just in their company, right? And you feel great, and you feel comfort, and you feel whole, and you feel fulfilled. Well, all those feelings of comfort and wholeness and fulfillment and even love are all created within you. You and you alone create all of your feelings. I mean, our mind and our fear-based energy wants to attribute every feeling we have to things outside of us. But that's not the case. No one and nothing outside of you can create your feelings. Only you are responsible for your feelings. That those are negative feelings and positive feelings. So anything that anytime you feel angry, you think it's that other person making you angry or the situation making you angry, and it's not. It's just your reaction to that. And that stems from your thoughts in that. So that's why I say let your thoughts float on by, right? But even feelings of comfort, you know, we want to attribute like we felt like so full and loved and whole and complete when we were with our twin flame. Well, no, those feelings were all created within ourselves. We felt those within ourselves. You know, our fear-based energy just wants to attribute them to the twin flame. But that's not the case. We created those feelings within ourselves, and you can find those feelings within yourself again. And so, you know, when we think about loving or liking someone, we think about that we want to spend time with them. We want to be with them. And, you know, we love spending time with them. We love their company. Well, since this whole journey is about loving ourselves, we need to get there with ourselves. We need to love being with ourselves. We need to be in love with ourselves. And that means we love spending every moment with ourselves. And we are enough for ourselves. And we feel whole and complete and total with ourselves. And it also means that we trust and believe in ourselves. And remember, ourselves are what? Our souls. So we are our souls. And our souls are orchestrating everything. And it's so important that if nothing else, you get nothing else out of this video, out of this journey, out of anything, any truth ever, is that you believe, you trust and believe that your soul is orchestrating everything in your life, because it is. And your soul is doing it for a reason, even if your mind doesn't know what that reason is. And it's the same thing with the whole entire planet. This whole entire pandemic thing is happening for a reason. We may not know what that is right now, but we can definitely see the positive things starting to come through. And those are the things we should be focusing on, because there is a reason. And even judging things as negative or positive, I mean, you could sit there and be like, well, you know, I lost my job, so I'm not going to be able to pay my rent next month. And, you know, yes, society and everyone else says, oh, that's so horrible. And you know, it doesn't feel good for anyone involved. We get that. But you know what? There might be a reason. I mean, there is a reason why this is happening to you and why you can't pay your rent, even if we don't know what that is. And that reason is for the betterment of your own journey, the betterment of your own ascension, because your journey and your ascension doesn't depend and need things like, you know, physical things. The whole point of ascension, by the time you reach the end of ascension, it's, you know, you lose attachment to even your own physical body. You know what I mean? You don't even need things that, you know, we think we need right now to survive. You lose that survival instinct. Because on the physical level, on the primal physical level, that need to survive, because you're no longer attached to your physical body. Okay, obviously we're not there yet. We still need to survive. But, you know, I'm just saying, so this whole journey is about learning how to detach. And by detach, you know, I mean, it's like we let go of the fear around it, those fearful feelings that, you know, the anxiety we feel by in the future, oh, we're not gonna be able to afford our rent. Think about it. When you're in the now and you're not in your head and you're out of your mind, everything is perfect. Everything is just peace and calm, and you know, you're not even thinking about anything, so you're good. It's just when your mind gets involved that it gets all fucked up, right? So that out of your mindness, that's more alignment with your soul, who you truly are. And when you can let go of your mind and just let your mind just be and be present for a little while, that signifies that you are trusting and believing in your soul to figure it out, to just guide you along the way and to bring everything in that you truly desire and in the divine perfect timing and in the way that, you know, is the best for you. That if you get nothing else out of this video, out of anything else I ever say, let it be that, you know, trust and believe in yourself as a soul. Trust and believe that your soul is perfect, that it's miraculous, that it's love, that it's whole, that it's complete, that it's abundance, that it's everything in anything in the universe that you could ever truly desire. Trust, always have that belief, always, because it is the truth. It's the divine truth of who everyone is, who we all are. You know, when you trust and believe in it like that, that shows that that is loving yourself. And, you know, at first you might have to tell yourself in your head, but eventually, you know, as you learn how to work with energy and stuff like that, you shift into that and then you just know it. You don't have to tell yourself that anymore. You don't have to believe it in your head because you just know it. And it gets to the point where that's what it is. And then your mind is just, you're just like, whatever, you know, but that's, you know, as you move along your twin flame journey, that's where you get to. But it really is a journey about loving yourself. So definitely trust and believe in yourself as a soul. And of course, that's loving yourself. And of course, that's also loving your twin flame, because that soul is your twin flame. The twin flame is not that other physical body. The twin flame is your soul. And the more you connect and align with your soul by trusting and believing in it, because it doesn't fuck up. Your soul does not fuck up. Just like the universe doesn't fuck up. It knows exactly what it's doing. So, you know, as long as you trust and believe in that, and you always know that, then, you know, you're going to, the more that you do that, the more your soul is going to, the more aligned you are with your soul. And then the more you're going to magnetize in people, situations, and things that are also more aligned with your soul. And remember, your soul is everything that you desire. So that's what you'll be magnetizing into your life. Hopefully this helps. You know, if you can apply these steps, and even just shutting off the news for a while will totally help you, because it is just focused on such a small percentage of really, you know, what's going on around the planet. And, you know, just, you know, look within. Within is the answer, is not without. And that's where your peace is. That's where everything you desire is. And then once you get it within, that's the only time it can then show up without. So outside of you. So thank you for watching this edition of Twin Flame Truth TV. I will see you next week. Have a great week, everyone, and lots of love.